This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The world's greatest bicycle race, the Tour de France, gets underway this weekend in Liège, Belgium. Veteran American cyclist Lance Armstrong is going to try for a record 6th victory in the Tour. Even 5 times is remarkable, especially so considering that Lance Armstrong has survived cancer. What accounts for his success? Well, certainly dedication and a brutal training regimen are part of it. But some credit also should go to fellow U.S. Postal Team member Floyd Landis. He's a 28-year-old cyclist. He's called a domestique. It's his job to help Lance Armstrong, and Floyd Landis joins us now. Floyd, first, tell us about what you do for Lance every day. What is the job of a domestique? Surely it doesn't involve sweeping and vacuuming and cleaning windows.
No, it's the most important thing in bicycle racing is saving energy, especially for a 3-week race. So there's a team of 9 guys. He's one of them. And with the other 8 of us, we spend most of the day protecting him from the wind.
So you ride right in front of him and kind of break the wind a little bit and around him and kind of encapsulate him?
Yeah, generally that's the idea. There's not always 8 guys around him. There's kind of a couple guys stay with him each day, and the other guys try to save some energy. We could split up the work, so pretty much just take care of him so he doesn't have to spend any energy.
Do you want to win this race yourself? I would think you would. You're a bike racer.
Sure, I'm sure every bicycle racer does. I've been racing on the road a few years, and I need some more experience, and there's always dreams of that kind of thing, but you never know.
Do you have a particular domestique application that you do? Do you know what you're going to do, and which part of the race is going to be most challenging for you personally?
Each day is a different day. There's some days that are mountain stages, there's some days that are flat, and everyone has its own challenges. The flat ones sometimes are harder than the mountains. It depends on the dynamics of the way the race goes, and It's a changing situation. We can't really say this is my job each day. We have to take it one day at a time.
How about those crazy European spectators who line the route all along the way and sometimes look to me, watching on television, to be getting in the way?
Most of them are just having a good time. If the ones getting in the way, usually you're referring to the people on the mountains. And in order to get to where the mountain finishes, a lot of times they have to get there early in the morning because they close the road for the race, and a lot of times there's only one way up. So these people are out there with their barbecues, and yeah, there certainly are a lot of people out there. It's a big party.
You're training now. You're in training. You've been riding today?
Actually, today I took a day off, but it's been the first one I took off in a few weeks. I thought I'd take my chances while I can get them.
How far do you normally ride?
Lately, we've been riding between 500 and 600 miles a week.
I'm going to ride my bike home after the show today. It's about, probably 5.5 miles. It's going to take me maybe 40 minutes going into a strong headwind. How do you think I'd do?
It's hard to say. 5.5 miles is a good start.
40 minutes?
I don't know, man. I hate to break your spirit, but it doesn't sound too promising.
U.S. Postal Team member Floyd Landis competing in this year's Tour de France. Floyd, thanks for speaking with us on Day to Day.
No problem.